Life is filled of unlimitedness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Life is filled with unlimitedness. Now, we have untouchable, one-pointed, unpossessed, non-judgmental, and those all lead to unconditional love. Now, how do you be untouched? How do you be unpossessed? How do you be unlimited? How can anyone be unlimited? That's a question that we're all asking ourselves all the time, and we're not coming up with the answer because we're looking for the answer in the relative. Now, if I say to you, this car is functioning great, and you say, good, but it doesn't run. I say, well, this car is functioning great, but you say it doesn't run. And I say, well, it is functioning great. I have checked it. Everything about it is perfect. Now, why doesn't it run? And then you say, well, there's only one solution I can come to. There's only one solution. Some internal thing doesn't function right. Some internal activity in this car doesn't function right that doesn't let it function. But the car is in perfect physical shape, but it doesn't function right because something that is needed to operate it is not there. And so we check it over and check it over, and then we check the gas tank and we go, and lo and behold, there's no gas in the car. So we put gas in there and it dries perfectly. Now, this is how we are with our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. If we put good thoughts into our attitudes, that's our gas, that's our fuel. Thoughts are the fuel that we use to operate our life, operate our bodies, operate our experiences, operate anything that we are. And every one of us is a beautiful reflection of our thoughts. Now, I am going to put thoughts in there that I can't drive a car, and I can't walk, and I can't eat, and I can't sleep, and I'm going to put all those thoughts in there. And so what's going to happen? The vehicle is going to respond to those thoughts and can't do the things I said can't. Now, I'm going to change it, and I'm going to live in the present. First person, present tense, positive. I'm going to live in the present, and I'm going to put positive thoughts in there. I can. I can. Now, what did Obama say with the people?
I can.
We can. We can. Yeah, he said we, and it should be I, but he said we can. Now, that's quite a good statement. We can. We can bring America, not bring America back, we can develop America into a sound economic country. We can develop America into a sound, spiritually illumined country, and so forth and so on. And we can. Now, I can. And then I say, that's not enough. That's not enough. I do. I do this. I don't can do it. I do it. I don't want to do it. I do it. I don't think about doing it. I do it. Now, to be a spiritually illumined person, to live in your physical body in its ideal form, this is my ideal body, and to live in your ideal form, it needs to have the right type of fuel to operate that body. Now, Eddie Meyer here has shown us pictures, or shown me pictures, of cells. And these are magnifications of the cell. And they were in sad shape. And then he showed me pictures of cells after a certain electromagnetic device was drawn over the cells and given to the cells for a short period of time and for 1 or 2 days, and the cells all jumped back into place. Instead of climbing all over each other and giving each other diseases and unhappiness, they found their own space and they were in perfect balance and perfect harmony, one with the other. Now, what was going on? What was going on was that our cells were getting garbage from our thoughts. Our cells were getting garbage from our thoughts that I'm sick and I'm unhappy and I got to be careful, I got a cold, you know, stupid things like that. We never say anything like that. If people who come by us and see us having a cold, that's their observation. But We do not acknowledge it. We say, I'm whole and perfect. We say, I'm whole and perfect a million, zillion, trillion times every single moment of our life. We are so into that. That's our nature. That's our beingness. That's who we are. And we do not live in the past. If for any minute we bring up something that happens in the past, what are we saying? We are living that experience again, and if it was a negative experience, we are empowering it to cause the cells of our body to go to hell. And is that what you want to do? And well, it is what you want to do, because that's what you do. Now, a friend of mine was telling me about an illness that he had and how he got over the illness, but he had to tell me how deeply the illness was into him, and how deeply the illness was grabbing him, and how deeply the illness was holding him in its clutches, and how he did this to get out of the illness. Well, personally, I don't give a damn in hell what the illness is for him. I wish him well in his illness and feeling sorry for himself. But I say, what did you do to overcome it? What did you do to be yourself? And he says, well, what I did was I spoke my word, and I used my devices, I used my good thoughts, and pretty soon I was back on Main Street, and I was perfect and wonderful. Now, that's what we want to hear. Now, we could go to the garbage dump to get all of the garbage that's there and fill our minds and our hearts and our beings with that garbage, and that is not what we want. That is not, because that's what our bodies are going to become, whatever we associate with. Some doctors can work with diseases and be untouched, because these doctors work with what? Anybody? They work with the solutions.
Okay.
They say, well, what have we got today? Okay, here's what we do. We're going to bring you back to your normal self, and because your normal self is there. Now, we're going to bring it back, and this is how we're going to do it. Now, you do this, you take these pills, you do these things, in no time you'll be back to your old self again. And you got to let go of it. You got to let go of the past. Or if the doctor says, oh, goody, 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 you've got this now, and this is going to take this now, and we got to have these expensive medicines, and we got to have you in the hospital for so many times, and we got to do this, and we got to do that, and that doctor, it himself, is going to die, because he loves to play with the diseases, and he is going to incorporate them into his world, perhaps not those same diseases, but diseases. We cannot play with fire without being burned. Now, Eddie Meyer here is so intelligent. He's sitting here gloating away and saying, I walk on fire and I don't get burned. And I said, Eddie Meyer, you are a damn fool. Eddie Meyer, you do not walk on fire and not get burned. You walk on cool, wet moss and don't get burned.
Right.
You have told the conditions of your world what they are for you. Now, Eddie Meyer, I want you to think about the penguins. Mm-hmm. And these penguins are down on the Antarctic, and they're walking around on this ice, and their feet are not cold. They do not have any sensitivity of cold or warm or anything. If they were cold, they'd be very uncomfortable. And so when they have their eggs and they hold their eggs in their belly on the top of their feet, just a fraction of an inch away from the cold ice, and that egg hatches. That egg gestates and gets to fruition. Now, it's not because the penguin is walking on ice. The penguin is just walking on whatever it walks on. Mm-hmm. It doesn't call it ice. It doesn't call it cold. It just calls it whatever. Now, Eddie Meyer, 50 times he says, boy, oh boy. And then he admits to the fact that he burned himself sometimes because he forgot. He started thinking, gee, that fire really looks great, you know, instead of saying, that cool, wet moth looks great. And Eddie was saying, there's a certain amount of hypnotism to it. In class one of psychology, psych one, you have a program in which you take a knife and you say, this knife is red hot, and you put it on your hand, and you leave a red hot burn mark from that. And the knife was not red hot. You were just told that it was. Or you put a penny there, or they do anything. They say it's red hot. And your mind instantly tells your body how to respond to whatever stimuli it is getting from the outside. And so, if that is so true, and we know it's true, we have a demonstration of that being true. If that's so true, why don't we take that information and put it to work on every area of our life? I am independently wealthy. Oh, look at my checkbook. Shut up. I don't want to look at your checkbook. I don't want to look at garbage. I want to look at your independent wealth. Now, do you have an independently wealthy mind? And he goes around teaching classes in entrepreneurship and in abundance and so forth. And then Eddie says, I want to get the cheapest flights available. Eddie Meyer, go fly a kite. Eddie Meyer, if you are teaching entrepreneurship, you should fly the best. You should fly first class plus. You should have your cocoon. You should have everything served to you. You should have everything beautiful. If you are going to be first class, you're going to be first class in every area of your life. Because you are a first-class man, and you've let the past go. But every time you bring up the past of its negative experience, you are putting yourself out of focus of your first-class life. You're putting yourself out of focus. Now, Eddie just spoke to his wife on the phone from campus here to Kenya in Africa. And Eddie says, well, you know, we have bad connections sometimes. Eddie, shut up. Eddie should say, well, Victoria, how are you doing, love? Oh, you're so wonderful. We always have the best connection on our telephone line whenever we talk. It is always so super. It is, and we don't even say that it's super because it's just super. It is what we put in mind. What do we put in? You see, dum, 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 dum. Every single thought we think has to be positive. Every single attitude we have has to be positive. We cannot for one minute live on some yesterday experience or live on some negative experience we don't want to have in our body, in our mind, in our spirit. It's so important. I've been teaching this now in this philosophy for all these years. All these years. 30 years, 32 years here on campus alone, and since 48 when I first started thinking on these ideas. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? Am I ever going to walk on the fire and forget and burn myself? Yes. Whenever I forget. If I forget, I deserve to be burned. You understand that? So any minute that I ever have a negative thought, that I ever think anyone can do anything unkind to me, that I ever think, or that I surround myself with people that think that people can do things unkind to me, I'm in trouble. I create in my world people who are exactly like me. The people who are around me thinking that unkind things can happen to me are my creation. They cannot be in my world thinking unkind thoughts unless I created them there. No matter what. No matter what. Every person on campus here is an angel, is a delight, is a charm, and I love being with them. My dogs are always the most wonderful, joyous dogs. People just love them. Rex goes around, he's my friend maker, and he goes around meeting everybody and loving them and saying, welcome to the ranch. Now, where are you? Where are you? What is your goal for your life? Now, Eddie Meyer in his entrepreneur classes has people write down what their goals are, what their immediate ones are, what their future ones are. And I don't like that so much, because I like it when you say, I am what? I am ideal. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. Now, if I say all is in divine order, what sort of thoughts do I have in my mind? I'm a millionaire, a billionaire, a zillionaire. I'm independently wealthy. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. I have a beautiful home. I have a beautiful family. I have a beautiful car, world, circumstances. All my life is filled with wonderful, glorious things. Now, the minute I enumerate them and elicit them, what's happening? What's happening? I am telling myself I am only worthy of a Ford. Now, what was that car, Austin? What?
Austin Martin.
Austin Martin.
Yeah.
Well, now, why don't you have an Austin Martin? $250,000. Or why don't you have something that's worth $1 million? You know, why do you want anything that's worth $1 million or $250,000 or anything? Do you want the ideal car for every circumstance? If you're driving through the jungle, you'd like a four-wheel drive, and you'd like everything else, to Land Rover or whatever you want, but you want it to be top dog, you wouldn't take your Aston Martin in the jungle, because the jungle is not suited for driving an Aston Martin. It needs to have a nice road. And the same with you. You need to have a nice road in life. And the way to have it is to start putting it in your mind, start putting it in your consciousness, start putting it in your thought every single moment of your day. Do you live in a rich consciousness? Do you live like you're living in a castle? Is this our castle?
Yes.
I go into the churches of our students all over the country, and they say, well, we'd like to build a bigger church. And I say, your cathedral here is lovely. Your chapel here is lovely. Your whatever, I name it. They say, ooh, I like that. I say, well, think that. Name it. And they love it. But they don't stay with it. They got to get money to build. No, right now you live in that cathedral. Right now you live in your abundance. Right now you live with the allness and the goodness and the totality of who you are. Now, is this what you want? And I would say it would seem like that's what you want. But it's not what you want, because it's not what you have in your thoughts and your mind. So today, start putting the thoughts in your mind of what you want. No, don't do that. Yeah?
All is in divine order.
What you are.
I am.
Start putting the thoughts in mind of what you are. I am whole and perfect. I am divine. I am in my cathedral. Ellen, what is your living room?
A cathedral.
A cathedral. And what is your office? Your office.
A cathedral too.
Right. But it's lovely. And Ellen, what do you slip out of from your office? You slip into your little meditation chapel where you have your chairs and your books and stuff. And what is the name of your bedroom, Ellen?
The Geremini Chapel.
That's on the door. And what is on the wall of the Geremini Chapel?
A big landscape
of a river and
forest
and the north woods, and it's lovely, you know. And then she sits there in meditation on. And then what's at her left ear? At her left ear is a large plaque. It's not a plaque, it's a page from a monastery hymn book, which is made out of sheepskin, which is about 3 feet by 4 feet or something like that, behind glass at both sides. You can turn it around even. Now, that's what? That's out of a 12th century monastery, you know. Fantastic thing. Now, what else you got there? You got a big, easy chair that you can just sort of luxuriate in, and you have two beds for your little dog, so he can sleep on one side of you or the other, whichever pleases him. You have an electric bed. Mm. You have an electric bed there too. You know? You have an electric bed that goes up and down and does what you want to do. Ellen,
paradise.
Did any princess in any castle have anything more?
Oh no.
And would they have loved to have had what you did? You go to the wall and you say, I want it to be 74 degrees in here. I want it to be 78 degrees in here. And you turn a little switch. And the little switch says, inside the wall there, whatever you are, do this now. And so the genie, called the furnace, inside the wall, warms up your house or cools it for you. I mean, what magic you got going.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of fuel do you put in your car? You put the kind of fuel the car is built for. It's built for regular fuel. And you put that in there, and the car operates perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And you just float along like if in fact, you are so rich, you keep one car in storage. You don't even use it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even buy insurance for it until you're ready to use it. You know? We have a white one just like the blue one. And then Sylvia, she's driving what? The Golden Eagle.
Yeah.
The Windstar. And Ingeborg, she's driving her feet and just having a wonderful time. And we have golf carts here, and we have a truck, and we have, abundance, and you don't recognize that you're living in the kingdom of abundance, and you're unlimited, you know. We say, that's private. I was going to give you our code for our our email and our stuff, but that's private. But we live in it.
Right.
We live in it, and it's wonderful. We are absolutely unlimited in everything of our life and our beingness, and that's wonderful. Now, put it to practice, demonstrate it, enjoy it, and be it.
Yes.
And Ellen?
Yes.
We will be driving in town. You want to leave about 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we will do that, and then we'll take Eddie to the plane so he can make his circuitous journey around the world again and again and again. Now, do you think that a poor man could travel 50,000 miles every year like Eddie does around the world? Do you think a poor man could do that?
No.
Do you think that a poor man would have the clothes that Eddie has to travel and the perfect traveling equipment? Do you think that they would have the computer that he carries with him and that all of the things, and wherever he goes, he's greeted with open arms? Because every place he goes, their home is his home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what more does he want?
Nothing.
You want to maintain those houses? No. Let them maintain it for you, and you just go and use it when you want it, you know? What a great way to have it. What a great way to have it. So today, put in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, the fact that you already are, I am that I am. And live it, and be it, and enjoy it. And as you start saying these things, you'll recognize things are happening to you. Things are happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it cannot fail but happen when you keep your mind positive, your thoughts positive, and your dreams fulfilled right now. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.